As we move into the final weeks, really, of the legislative session, a lot of time spent on the floor in the Senate on transportation funding and a potential bonding issue.
That's exactly right. The governor made it very clear in his State of the State message this year when he addressed the joint session of the legislature. He was determined to try to address some of our needs in roads and bridges. He mentioned there a $350 million bonding plan that his office was working on. Bonding is always a difficult subject. There are some of us that really don't like putting the state in debt, even though technically you could say this doesn't put the state in debt because of the revenue bond situation and the way it is structured. But overall, when you just look at what it means, there is a liability there that the state is committed to paying if we spend money that we don't currently have in our bank account. It's easy to think of it that way, and some of us are opposed to that in the Senate. But this did seem like one of those situations where maybe a lot of things had converged. If we were going to have to bond in order to catch up on our roads and bridges, the timing might have been right. So it was something that ever since the governor announced it, when I've been asked, I've just said, I have an open mind. I'm going to try to look at this and examine it. There are some within our caucus that were very firmly opposed to the bonding and felt like there were other measures. The House had abandoned the bonding idea and come up with funding out of general revenue, which isn't always the best way to fund roads and bridges, is because it's subject to appropriation every year. And it's hard to make long-term contracts and long-term commitments to the people who are using those roads and bridges if you don't have a secure funding stream. We've always funded those roads and bridges primarily out of the fuel taxes that we pay as Missourians. My ideal funding situation for the roads and bridges would be to increase the fuel tax, adopt some kind of measure to assess road use to those vehicles that don't use gasoline or diesel, electric vehicles, and at the same time reduce income taxes so that the people of Missouri are paying the same amount of taxes, but more of those taxes are going to roads and bridges as a percentage. That's been my position all along for years, is that if we develop that proposal, and we've been really close to at least having the numbers on that proposal a number of times, but it's never been actually debated on the floor, that I would support that, that I would otherwise allow a vote to get through, not filibuster a bill that had a tax increase but would have to go to a vote of the people. One of the reasons I was willing to consider the bonding was because it accommodated some of my objectives. It moved funds in a dedicated fashion to roads and bridges, because if we bond for roads and bridges, then that money has to be spent on those. So it locks those funds in, and it doesn't raise taxes. It does mean you're paying a little more for your roads and bridges, is because you have to pay interest. The proposal brought forward accelerated the repayment of those bonds and saved millions in interest payments. It was on the floor for several hours until approximately 2 a.m. Wednesday morning. During that time, some of those who were opposing the measure were meeting and trying to work out their differences and come up to some kind of an agreement. Around 2 a.m. Wednesday morning, it was apparently felt like they had reached close to an agreement. They had to write everything down that they thought they'd agreed to, take a look at that language, and then kind of reaffirm that, yes, this is something we can live with. He seemed pleased with where they had gotten and did feel like they'd reached an agreement.
It's a question of, especially this, when the governor talked about his bonding proposal of, I think, 251 bridges, a lot of bridges out there that need a lot of work.
There are indeed, and some of them are pretty expensive repairs. On I-70, the bridge there is either going to have to be repaired or replaced. Kind of the ideal situation there would be a replacement. The repairs would be a lower cost, but it would result in enormous delays. MoDOT, I think, has estimated that during that reconstruction, there could be up to 8-hour delays crossing I-70. As we look at those, the plan for accelerating some of those that the governor had proposed was doing those 250 bridges with this bonding money, and that would then allow the bridges that were behind that in line to move forward and be done in a normal course of business. MoDOT has what's called a STIP plan, which is basically a long-term plan on which bridges and highways will be addressed and in what order, and they do that rigorously in terms of putting that plan together, and so we do have a list of bridges that are priority. There wouldn't be a difficulty in simply cutting off the top 200, 250 and saying, okay, go to work on these right now. The others move up and we can use the appropriate road tax money to address those.